بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the recommended surahs recited on a Friday is Surah Kahf. Like the recommended surah every day is Surah Yasin, then the recommended surah on a Friday is Surah Kahf. The Quran Sharif, both word and meaning are desired. To say that the word is only desired and the meaning is desired and the word is not desired, then this is ignorance. If anybody says that what's the purpose of recitation when you don't understand the word, then this is because of ignorance. Contrary to any other book, every other book thing that is sought is the meaning, the message. Read the constitution of a country, then you want to know what's the meaning, what's the application. But the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the word and the meaning, nazm wal ma'na, jamian, both are desired and both are rewarded. And both are commands of Allah ta'ala to be fulfilled. That is why throughout the world, namaz, Surah Fatiha is recited. And if you ask 90% of the people that do you understand what you read, they will say they don't understand. But because of them not understanding, will that namaz of theirs be void? Will you tell them now, no, you should be reciting in your own language so that you understand the message? You'll do it as it was in the day of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you understand it or you don't understand it. So the word is also being desired and the message and the understanding is also desired. Both are two independent obligations. So just for the word you are rewarded, and for understanding the meaning also you are rewarded. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream. So he asked, which is the way to come closest to you, gain proximity to you in the best and easiest way. So the reply came from Allah Ta'ala, the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So he asked, bifahmin or bila fahmin, by understanding the Quran or without understanding, so both, whether you understand or you don't understand, but you're reciting it. And this type of remarks that are passed, people don't realize what they are talking about. You see Imam Shafi rahmatullahi doing 60 khatams. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi doing 60 khatams. So if it was just understanding what was the need for them to read again, and the third time and the fourth time, what was the need? If it was just sat down and after making one khatam, kept on meditating. Because the Quran Sharif, The meanings of the Quran Sharif is an ocean, shoreless ocean. The more you contemplate, the more meanings appear to you. So they could have just contemplated and continued. But they found the need to read and to contemplate, both. So this is a unique feature, and not just a feature, but a favor of the Quran Sharif, that just recitation is also rewarding, apart from the understanding. In the 30s, when there was the Shudhi movement carrying on in India, mass conversion into Hinduism, so the English observed that there is a certain class of Muslims that you can't influence them, no matter what you try. So English is a crude, shrewd nation, and they go and experiment, go and investigate, all right, this happened, then what was the cause? Why we couldn't influence them? They found the homes that we could not influence were the homes where the Quran Sharif was being recited every day. Quran Sharif being recited, some homes Quran Sharif and a little bit of tarjuma, and most homes just the Quran Sharif. But where the Quran Sharif was recited every day, they couldn't touch that home. So لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. It takes you out from darknesses to light. How it happens, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. But it's a fact. If you read the Quran Sharif every day, then it will pull you out from darknesses. The parents, with what effort and what ambitions they get their children to complete the Quran Sharif, hymns, etc. But then, many a child is a disappointment to his parents. You ask him how much Quran Sharif, someone says, no, in 1 week I did quarter sipara, one sipara a day. But what a great disappointment. The minimum Hafiz should be reciting is 5 siparas every day, minimum. What's the big deal in reading 5 siparas a day? It's no big deal. You don't have to hear anything much. But that's the minimum that's required of a Hafiz, at least 5 siparas. One Hafiz, if he does 1 sipara, alright, we understand. But a Hafiz, at least 5 siparas a day, he must do it. Now you see the effect of the Quran Sharif permeating that entire home, reciting, sometimes in a soft tone, sometimes loud, sometimes in a sweet, melodious voice, but reciting the Quran Sharif all the time. You can find, after all, the time for the television, for WhatsApp, for the newspaper, for Gupshab, for Panchayat, for a whole host of things we can do. But what we can't find time for is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. But everything else, entertain ourselves, cheer ourselves, excitement, everything. What happened in Japan, you must know about it. If there was a volcano in Japan, or there was an earthquake in Tokyo, or in the States, you must know about it. Because in the cupboard, they will ask you about it. When you land in the immigrations in South Africa, if you don't have these facts, they won't log in. You must have these facts. Bhai, jo karne ki baat hai, wo karo. Allah Ta'ala enumerates the features of the Muslims. When he enumerates the features, then there must be an exerted effort to try and conform. What is the Muslim now? Who is a Muslim? Who is a mu'min? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. After namaz, the khushu in namaz. The simple explanation to khushu, first, the first feature of a mu'min. Because Allah Pak on the one end, He wants you to join up with the righteous, right? To mix up with the righteous. But for you to be able to join up with the righteous, you must be able to identify, alright, how do I make out that he is righteous? So he's given a proper description of a proper mu'min. He wants you to join up. But now, in order that I join up, then I need to know, I need to have a description, then I can join up with the person. But I don't have a description. I will just see him on the face and seeing his pies and I'll join him up. But so Allah gives a detailed description of the mu'min. So the first thing he speaks about, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. In namaz they got khushu. So in khushu, it's a lengthy explanation, but let me just bring it to a very short explanation. One is, you're devoted to your salah. And number two is, there is a level of humility. خَاشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. اپنے آپ کو گیر گیر آتے ہیں. So you're devoted in your namaz. At namaz, you can see that the man is somewhere else. From his namaz, you can see now he's not with us now, he's somewhere else. He's devoted. Like you see a person on the computer, right? Don't you see something on the channel computer? You're talking to him, he doesn't know, he's oblivious of the environment. So that's called concentration. But there's not khushu there. That concentration is not khushu. Because that khushu, that concentration is not with the lowering of yourself. He's so absorbed into it that he doesn't know what's going on. So, a man that is in namaz, then he's concentrated himself. So you can't say that his concentration cannot be achieved. But that little child, you can do it with a computer. Why can't you do it? If he can do it, why can't you do it? Right. And then number two is you're lowering yourself. In the namaz, reciting the Quran Sharif, so you're lowering yourself. This is the words of Allah Ta'ala. He's talking to me. What is he telling me? You know, in your WhatsApp, you want to see now, what's the message? So you're wanting to know what is the message, what Allah is conveying to me. He's my most beautiful Allah Ta'ala, right? Beautiful friend. You can't find anyone as excellent, as beautiful, as great as him. And he is talking to me now, so what is the message? Even if I don't understand, let me try and pay attention to the words. So I'm saying Alhamdulillah, that at least I'm paying attention to the words. If I cannot understand the message, at least that level I can do. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. The second description of a believer, right? I showed you the first description. This is the first description. Then the second description is they leave out things that don't concern them. أَنِ اللَّغْوِ هُمْ لَغْوِيَاتِ. Nonsensical things then don't concern them. Don't concern means it doesn't concern your worldly life, it doesn't concern your akhirat, not your deen, not your dunya. It doesn't concern you. So why must you get into it? Who's the prime minister now? Who's the prime minister of South Africa? You don't know that. Hey, where are you living? You must know these things. If you don't know it or don't know it, it doesn't make a difference. Yes. If I ask the crowd here now, what was the great, great grandfather of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was his name? I think 90% won't know. That is the thing to be ashamed of, that I don't know. I may know the grandfather, but then the great grandfather, do I know? Do I know the great, great grandfather? Now that is the thing that you're supposed to be knowing. Because your Nabi, you must know. Arif Nabi, you must understand who's your Nabi. Do I read the Seer Kitab? Do I know? Do I understand who was my Nabi? That I'm not worried about. Here is that this kafir here, that kafir is, that Prime Minister, Sonia, I must know about that. But who's my Nabi? First hand, I must know about him. What did he do? What was his contributions? I must know all these things here. So what I'm supposed to know, that I'm shying away from. What I don't need to know, that I'm filling my mind with all this information. So there's no space left. The memory box has no space left. Now look at Surah Al-Kahf, right? Surah Al-Kahf. It's a surah, we understand that it's to be recited on a Friday. But the additional bonus is, one is you get a light from the spot you are to the heavens, right? It's one bonus you get. The other bonus that you get is that it's a protection against fitna. Right? Trials, fitnas, right? When we talk about fitnas, there's about 3-4 meanings that fitna has got, right? One is azab. Zuku fitnatakum. How you translate that? Zuku adabakum. Wattaku fitna. Fitna can also refer to a trial, right? It can refer to a punishment, it can refer to a trial as well. Right. So when you say a trial, what do you mean? Now, in the context that we are speaking about, when we talk of a trial, now we can't figure out what is right, what is wrong. Right? It's covered in ambiguity that you can't understand, you can't figure out now. Jamaata, who's right, who's wrong? How to figure it out? The normal person can't see it. Right? So, the one that is reciting Surah Kahf, then Allah Ta'ala will give him that ability, that understanding. Wattaqu fitna. So he's saved from fitna. Any trial, Allah Ta'ala shows him the way, he's got an exit, and he's saved from that. Now, Surah Kahf, Surah Yasin we're talking about, right? Surah Yasin, we only read the word. But did we ever take out the time to understand, but what is my Allah Ta'ala wanting from me? What is he talking about in Surah Yasin? Right. Did I ever take out the time to find out the message? Right. I don't understand every word, but at least try and find out the message. I'm reading it every day. But did I take out the time, pains, go to someone and find out the message? So the Surah Yasin is talking, at every level it's talking about your itinerary on this world, and how you're going to end up, and Qiyamah. Very vivid, very, very graphic description. يَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. So it's a very graphic description of the hereafter, right? How you're starting off, how you're ending off. What you're starting off, what you're ending off. So when you started off like this, and then you want to have a good end, then what are you supposed to be doing? مَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. So it's telling you what you must do. مَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. I started off the journey from Allah Ta'ala, ending up to Him. So it started with Allah Ta'ala, ended with Allah Ta'ala. Then what is the logical thing to do? But when you ending up with Allah Ta'ala, then get your act right. That's the message. Obviously you started there. He enabled you to start off. And He's ended your life. So by do something now. So that's the whole Surah Yasin. Now, it's nice that we take out the time and try and understand the theme repeatedly. I must think about it. Think about it. I don't just go through it. I must think about it as well. The word is also a reward. But understanding now that there is a thing like Qiyamah, there is like a thing like a person, one who's created me, and I'm ending up the journey with Him, then what level of readiness, what type of preparedness, how must I prepare myself for this journey? Then we move on to Surah Kahf. Then Surah Kahf has got several subjects here, right? And one is it's a protection against fitna, but they have given you formulas how to protect yourself. Surah Kahf has given you some formulas, how do you guard yourself against fitna, in the face of fitna, what do you do? So one place they are discussing now, how many were the companions of the cave? How many were they? سيقولن ثلاثة رابعهم ويقولن خمسة سادسهم كلبهم مجمع ويقولن سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ. So someone is saying there were three and the fourth being the dog, someone is saying five and six being the dog. This was mere speculation. Rajma ibn Zayd, speculation. Andeed teer chalana, shot in the dark. This off the head, they're saying it, right? Rajma ibn Zayd. So Allah is saying, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ فَلَا تُمَارِفِهِمْ. The right number is known by Allah Ta'ala Himself. So then now don't you engage with them. Don't get into a controversy. Because the number is known to Allah Ta'ala. So what He's telling you? By what you're not supposed to be engaging, don't engage. Number two, what you don't have proper information about, then don't get yourself involved. I don't have the proper information, so I don't get myself involved. لَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. I don't have the information, proper information. Now you see where fitna start. Number one, either I don't have the proper information. So it's a speculation, trying out. I don't have the information. So number one, I don't have the information. Number two, if I don't need to have that information, what's the need for me to get into it? If I don't have that information, is there a need? Alright, one is I need to get the information. One is if I don't need to get the information, then is it right for me to get into that information? I remember once Mustafa Ahmad was giving one story, which part of India it was, but one skull of a human being, skull was found. Someone saw that some wasp or something was biting the skull coming out. And when it was biting the skull, you could see like there's some feeling, like some signs of anguish on the skull. As though the thing was in anguish, in pain or distress. So he just touched the skull and tried to move that wasp. So a burn that he got that didn't leave him until he died. So we just asked, are you sure that har kisam ke sawal kar lete, stupid, good answer, good question. I said, but you know, but he didn't do anything wrong. Why did he get this type of a punishment? I said, bhai, ye alam barzakh ki cheez thi. This was something related to the life beyond, right? What was his business to interfere with that? Did he have a business to go and interfere with that? You see now, when you get into things that don't concern you, now things that don't relate, you went and started it off. Now, it's like a tin of worms that you open up. You can't close this thing. So things that don't concern you, you don't start it off. All the more things that can bring about some doubts, etc. You don't start it off. Darul Diyom was the founder of Darul Diyom, Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullahi. He was like a genius of a man. Very great person. So someone wrote on Kitab refuting some deviated group, some deviant group, is a refutation. So before he could take the Kitab out, so he wanted the opinion of Mawla Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Mawla says that my suggestion is that you don't take the Kitab out. Then he gave the explanation that your Kitab has got two things. Has got some of their beliefs and their answers. The beliefs, the false beliefs and the answers. It's likely that the reader will understand their beliefs. Right? And he may not be able to comprehend the answer. When he understood their beliefs, now his mind is loaded with doubts. Alright, I understand this. And it's more likely that they understand these their corrupt beliefs, because that corruption is based on ignorance. And he's an ignorant person. So he's compatible with that, you see. Mind is compatible, because he's ignorant, and this is ignorance. So his mind will take to ignorance. But for the answer you need ilm. And he's bereft. He doesn't have that ilm. When he doesn't have that ilm, it will take him time to be able to comprehend the meaning. But the ignorance, these questions that are coming there, they are based on jahalat, on ignorance. So his mind will take to it very easily. When he took to it very easily, now he can't comprehend the answer. Now I just give you one example, right? Many of us now, Allah forgive, right? Went through the Darwin's theory, right? Either deliberately or because it was part of the cause. Right. How many of us took out the pain to try and refute this thing here mentally, educationally, but any level, but to refute it? And how many of us have got some inkling, some type of a doubt, some level of doubt? We got the thing, but now we can't. Our minds can't take it out completely. Can't flush it out completely. So we took the doubt in, but the ability to flush it out of the system we don't have. But now I ask you, is it not a sensitive thing? This is not related to your beliefs, related to your iman. Now imagine the time of death, now shaitan comes and plays with you. Yeah, but you know, Darwin, this thing and this. Then what happens? You went against the Quran. Quran is saying, Ya Bani Adam. And what are you saying? Ya Bani Bandar. So you see, that's the end of this down theory, that's the end. Allah is honoring you. He's honoring you, saying, Ya Bani Adam. You see, no, I'm not Bani Adam, I'm Bani Bandar. That means you're going totally against the Quran Sharif. Now, what chances you have beyond? Number two, the problem with this theory is, anything that has come from the West, right, West, that we will lick it up, right? We feel inferior of ourselves. Any stupid, any jahalat, nonsense, ignorance must come from that end. Then we'll lick it up. So we feel inferior of ourselves. They make you feel inferior that we subscribe to their belief. But it's such a hollow thing. I reasoned the whole thing, understood the whole thing. But it's such a hollow thing. I don't know how you subscribe to it. How someone can subscribe to it. Really, must be a monkey to do it. It can't be a man. Must be worse than a monkey, maybe a donkey to do it. Monkey still got some brains. Donkey got no brains. So you must, the person that subscribes to this really is a donkey. You know, it's such a derogatory, you are, it's an insult to mankind. It's an embarrassment to say that. That's how you started off. It's an embarrassment. And you're subscribing to it. But now where this thing starts off, but it doesn't concern you, don't get into it. It's against your imaniyat, your beliefs. It doesn't concern you. But you started the thing off now. Now the thing will play in your mind. Oh, there's a possibility, possibility, possibility. So the Quran says, "Qur Rabbi Alam." Allah knows about this. But leave this thing out. Mere bas ki baat nahi hai. it's not my business. It doesn't relate to me. Why must I get involved into it? Say I found 20 reasons for it being a fact, but 20 reasons for it being a fake, right? So have I got any grounds to give preference? Some reasons I got for it to be a fact, but some reasons that it's a total fabrication. So have I got any grounds to give preference to myself? No, I've got no grounds, but I'm going to subscribe to it. My mind is going to play with it. So your mind was supposed to be Qalb-e Saleem. I was speaking about Qalb-e Saleem in his dua yesterday, right? Qalb-e Saleem, sound, clean, pure. For that thing to attract the special mercy of Allah, that's what it required. But now you are polluting that Saleem. Your mind is supposed to be sound, clear. Now you're polluting it, contaminating it. Either with some belief or with some wrong information. I got some wrong information about this person here. Now I want to hear that panchayat, this panchayat here, that person, what's going on? So I heard, oh, this person is a thief. Now, my mind is so good for the person, this person had to come and just whisper this into the ear. Now my whole mind is turned away from him. You see how the mind works. One person is going to whisper something. Now I'm turned away from the person. But imagine the same thing happens to you. You know, you had a good relationship, people are respecting you. One person came and whispered, no, this person is a shaitan. So what happens to you? Do you like that? So this type of panchayat doesn't relate to you. It can create ambiguity, doubts, problems. Your faith can be shaken up. Just leave it out. Don't interfere with it. So that's the lesson of Surah Kahf. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. Again, the same thing is coming, it's repeating. قَالُوا كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعْثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ. How long we stayed here? They can't make out. They're coming up after 300 years, but they can't make out now how long they stayed. One day, part of a day, half a day, quarter day, they can't make out. So, then one person is saying the most sensible things. فَبَعْثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. Allah knows that. But leave the discussion. Because you're not going to figure it out how long you stayed. So leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Why must you get into it? You can't figure it out. So leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Yes, do something that is constructive. Why? What is saying? Do something that is constructive. Bhook lagi hai, bhai, khane ka kuch karo. Tell how long we lived and what and what. Bhai, kuch khane ka karo. فَبَسُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِكِكُمْ هَذِي الْمَدِينَ. So that's why our Buzuwa, see our Buzuwa, Allah Ta'ala fill the grave with nur. When they give a definition, just hold on to it. He said, it doesn't concern your dunya, your deen. A food concerns the dunya, isn't it? But even making figure about the dunya, it's alright, it's worth it. If it's the dunya, and you need the dunya to make figure about it, it's not a problem. So that's why I say many people, by instead of you discussing the ordinary person, right? Delicate issues in deen, you have to talk about money, or what investment I can make, and where I can buy this. Your deen will not be shaken up. Your faith will not be shaken up. Rather than making panchayat about someone, talk about that investment. Oh, there's a sale going on here. This thing is worth 5 rand. That's better for you to discuss about than talking about a person or talking about sensitive deeny things. Now your faith is going to be shaken up. You're going to have a low opinion of someone, of some alim. So do you need that in your life? You don't need that in your life. You don't need to have a low opinion. You don't need to have a doubt. You don't need your faith to be shaken up. You can make some more money, it's alright. Your faith is not shaken up. So that's why he's saying, فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِكِكُمْ هَذِي الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْزُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. There's giving instructions also, that you see, you want to go. So they are making qiyas. This is called istishabe hal. What? The time they went to sleep, the whole land was land of shirk, right? So shirk, so all the mushriks were prevailing, right? The mushrik systems and all that. So he's giving instructions that you're going to go look for food, go and see for halal food, ayyuha askatam, because the whole place was all mushriks, all shirk here. So you better go and see, check up properly that you're getting halal food for us. See, a kaam ki baat hai. Pet ka masla kuch karo, aur kuch halal khana le aao. Don't go by just from your diners here. There, I go and see now it's halal, proper halal food. Go and fetch it for us. See, But now, how beautifully the Quran Sahib has said it, and Abu Zughana did, then they capture the whole thing. They say, it doesn't relate to your deen, it doesn't relate to your dunya, don't you get involved. You're going to start the thing off, it'll be a can of worms, you'll not know where to cut off. Where to cut off. See, this is one of the themes of Surah Kahf, how to save yourself in the face of fitna. But it doesn't relate to me. It doesn't relate to my deen, my dunya. You're my friend, but this doesn't relate to me. I'm cutting this off completely. I don't want to listen to this. There are other lessons also in Surah Kahf, right? How to guard yourself against fitna. But let's just take this one and at least try and apply it to our lives. See now, you know, once we hear bayan, then the right thing is you sit in your enclosure, right? And think, what if we read this? How does it apply to me? And then how must I correct myself? Or I'm involved in this, I'm involved in this, I'm involved in this. How must I correct myself? Many times you've got problems in the home. One young girl, maybe about 15 years of age, I'm showing how the problems can happen. Right? So she phones up, says, I've got a problem. So it's not right for you to speak to me, Dad. No, I can't speak about this, discuss it with my parents, therefore I'm discussing it with you. So I said, what's your problem? She said, no. You know, many times, young girl, 15 years, 16 years of age, I feel a pressing urge to hold my father sexually, you know, grasp him tight, get that sexual satisfaction. So I just asked her, do you have a television at home? So no, I don't have that. Father wears kurta, turban, goes on jamaat, zughanadi, and all that. That's all that. So, but I have that urge to do this with my father. Now I'm trying to figure out where this thing is coming up from, you know. So then I asked, alright, any other magazines in the home? Say, yeah. There is that You magazine. All porn, all town porn stuff they've got there, right? So I read those things. Father reads it, then I read it. Now, when I read that thing, I feel like that. See, so we're getting into these areas here, and we don't understand what's the consequence. See, this child, say for example, just for example, the child had that feeling, right, that girl, and she touched her father with that feeling, when she says she can't resist, then what would have happened to their nikah? Then the parents would have been living in perpetual haram. But now, for your instant gratification, you're not worried about what's going to happen to your own home. You want that instant gratification. So, Buzugana said, "By this doesn't concern you. Not your deen, not your dunya. And it's a grey area. It doesn't concern your deen, your dunya. And it's a grey area. So don't you ever experiment in this area. Because it sounds so innocent, right? Until you interfere with this. When you interfere with this, then you realize, hey, what did I strike here? So for the goodness of your own home or your own children, you need to see what I'm doing. Can't just do anything. Just take any program, any WhatsApp, whatever. I'm just reading the thing. And what's going to happen? That you got it in your home. Your child can look at the thing. They look into the history where you've been looking. They go and start off with these things here. And then those feelings are coming up, right? And then the system you got, that the girl doesn't get married until 19. So she's got this feeling from 15. So she must make another suffer for another 4 years until she gets married. Or the boy, if he's playing around with this at the age of 13, for example, then he must get married at about 23. So 10 years he's going to make sabr. I ask you, will he fail in that sabr or not? Will he pass in that sabr or not? But we start it off. When we start it off now, this is what you pay, what you are, this is the fruit that you're earning. So this grey areas, doubtful areas, things that don't concern us. Now we need to think carefully, alright, how does it affect me? How do I correct myself, my household, what do I do? Man that doesn't get involved in all these things, you ask yourself, does he get involved in a fight? Does he get involved in a debate? Does he get involved in a controversy? It doesn't concern him, so he doesn't get involved. I ask you, does he get easily involved in a controversy, in a fight, in a dispute? He doesn't get involved. The person who wants to listen to all his panchayat and then gets into it, it's in some controversy, he's gone, some fight, some dispute. Man, he's not seeing this person here eye to eye. Why did you start this thing here? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. The Quran is saying straight, clear words, by don't interfere. But you see how you can get involved. Some fight, some controversy, some reservation, some doubts you got about some person, if your beliefs. So all this starts off from this point. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. So you see the description of a believer. This is the description of a true believer. Allah Baktufin.